Adventures in Pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Alright,
do you have
USB
I was gonna take this.
Yeah. Alright, so far. Stonox, what are you doing? You just burned your statue you're going to carry with you. Correct. Are you still dark and brooding?
I am.
Okay.
Maybe that statue killed my dad.
But I am closer over the loss of
I come over here, and if nobody else is doing anything, I will do a...
Fine piece of peasant.
I'll do
I know what must be done.
Oh, no.
First, I'll do a perception check just to see what's down here.
Okay.
That they can't see.
Sorry, that is a prayer.
Oh, there you go.
That's very obscene.
27? 27 is a very popular number today.
Oh. Yeah, finally.
Yeah, no kidding.
For you, it's like 4.
9.
Four.
Altogether.
Yeah, 9 would be a step up.
Best step up. Trent never responded to me about that question.
What a dick.
Alright, then we'll just have what he's seeing down here be right here. So. See a lovely.
Oh, I'm getting a new map in pretty soon.
A bigger one?
Yep, one's like this. It's a fort. And the backside is a sewer underneath the fort. You guys will be using that.
Wasn't that just like where we were?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Kinda.
There was a sewer and a fort.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly.
It's a more complex sewer than just a stream.
Straight.
Yeah.
Of poop.
Mm-hmm.
You can see here a large room. Once again, open up.
Look where. Lots of penises.
The sound of running water. The sound of running water is slowly, you guys aren't hearing it as much.
Penises aren't getting anywhere close.
I look for traps! I can't see what that is.
I didn't actually want to look for traps.
Alright, you seem to notice some segment of the floor here.
Another problem.
Is discolored. Doesn't look like it's something. It looks like maybe there's like a cover, maybe like a tarp.
Is there a rock nearby?
Possibly a hole?
Yes.
I throw a rock on top of the miscolored.
I bet it's a trampoline. Go jump on it, Cameron. Or something.
I'm on it!
Actually, I fly over it and then drop it.
Alright.
Why don't you fly over it, lower down on it a little bit, kick it a little bit, and then fly right back up?
Oh man, that was pretty smart. You should have did that. I'm serious.
So you're dropping a rock?
Yeah.
Alright. Go ahead.
Drop and trowel.
Alright, nothing happens.
It bounce back up.
Well, I mean, what happens when it hits the tarp?
It makes like a strange sound.
Like
it
a hollow sound?
Like it hit. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it hits ground at all. Or at least the floor that you're used to so far.
Can, just see if there's a way you can, like, pull it or something.
See,
I'm not going to.
Maybe we should detect magic on it first.
I can detect magic.
He's like...
You detect nothing.
Okay,
David is...
Detect evil!
David is kind of
buying. It's an evil trap!
Yeah. Just General Akbar really angrily, like, mean.
So,
Oh, I wish that should be my god.
Maybe
yeah,
you should
General
go
Akbar.
Akbar?
Everything's a trap.
I throw the gnome on the
other. Alright.
No,
well,
you don't have a gnome.
Gnome,
but okay.
The gnome, the halfling.
I forgot there's been a gnome with you guys the whole time.
Hey, put me down!
He's in my pocket.
Yeah.
Where is the hole?
Exactly. That's the hole. Yeah, that's the hole that Zero spotted out with this fucking loaded die.
Plate.
Hmm? No,
just
it's
a tarp.
It's discolored.
I'm gonna move up to it. And like, go like this. Like I'm on my back laying down. I'm going like this.
Why are you on your back?
Or I'm standing up.
Guys, it's easier to find traps if you walk like a crab. Watch.
I crab walk up to the trap.
Yes.
Alright.
Yep, and then a fisherman from Maine comes in and scoops you up.
Oh, in the trap!
Yeah.
Ah. I don't know it's from Maine.
Because they're
his accent?
He said a euphemism every time he said something.
Anyway, yeah, you
so
can feel it kind of depressing a little bit.
Okay.
Huh?
So nobody knows what that
now,
is.
I take my warhammer and smack it.
Okay.
I'm standing safely beside it.
Right. He's
holding
saying,
my warhammer very
yeah, course,
strongly.
So.
And I smack it.
Oh, you're hitting it? Okay.
Warhammer?
It caves in. It appears to be another, like, pitfall trap.
Trap.
Yep.
pitfall.
It was a trap.
So was the rock just not enough pressure or weight to save Mullet?
I figured.
I want to go look down on the trap.
Hey, what's down there?
What is down there?
Spikes.
Anyway,
as you guys are debating over what this, what to do about this,
guy.
No, there's actually nothing. It's just
two guys in
a truck.
Help us! Help! Nice.
Hey, we're stuck down here.
Nothing down there, guys. Let's keep going. I'm going to fly down and then fly back up.
Just for
these guys, come back from. They come out from like down here a little bit into the light where they can see you, and they're like, "Hey, roll initiative."
Boom!
D20, bitch!
Oh, I like my other one.
Ooh, I like my other one, too. Is that a 3 or a 7?
I was going to ask you how
someone
hard those dice would read, because every single time you're like, I don't know what that is.
Well, the 3s and the 5s look similar. I think
yeah, his dice are actually kind of hard to read.
They're cool looking.
Yes.
Did you notice that behind the numbers is a bunch of little skulls?
I've never actually looked at it closely.
They're kind of hard to see.
I wouldn't have guessed they were skulls. Oh, this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely skulls.
My turn, come on.
Those are skulls.
Hang on, look at the 5.
Come on, my turn.
5 and 3 are harder.
Here.
All right, so at the top, Olmo.
Olmo's not at the top with a 5.
5. Oila?
10.
Luckily, I'm way in the back.
21!
What?
Whoa!
Almost the best.
Almost the best.
Oh my gosh, they are little skulls.
I don't even think you rolled.
No, it took me. I got 14. It took me a while to actually figure them out. I'm like, what are these little
You should have wrote that down for the initiative.
Holy shit.
Alright, first up is, oh my gosh, they are little skulls.
Alright, little skulls.
Let me see the 20-sided one.
Takes, all right.
Same thing. It's actually harder to see on the 20-sided one.
Well, I know. That's why I want to see.
So it's crossbow. It's going to pop fucking... Oh my god, there are little skulls in the face.
Ow, my little skull!
Oh, my little skull.
God, that is hard to read.
Good.
What number is this? Oh, is that 2? Wait. Is that 2? Here's the 5.
Keep going.
Just start our new segment, Can't Read Reading Dice.
Wait, let me see. Let me make sure.
This number.
So it's a spell book.
There's a number after 15?
No, what the? What is this number? That is not a number.
I don't even.
7.
Let me see. The one on top? Yeah, it's a 7.
Oh, jeez.
So
you paid way too much for those dice.
I can't handle that. Just knowing that it's over there is giving me anxiety.
Have you played with my 100-sided die?
It's 14. Oh, your AC.
Here we go.
Stonex.
What?
14. Your AC's higher than that.
Is my AC higher than that?
It has to be.
You know what? I'll say it.
Let me see. My AC is higher than that.
What is your AC?
Higher than that. 17.
I was going to say, did you even find it?
It's 17.
Probably just saw some of them.
I like how even though I'm closer, they went for you. Because that would have hit me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, this doesn't have skulls everywhere. I could understand this.
It's hard, that one's hard to read. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. No, it's not. That's 7097.
7097, not hard read all.
All right, Syros.
All right.
They're more than 6 squares away from me.
Yes,
that's
there are quite a bit. And I don't remember. Were you stealth?
Yes, I was.
How often is that you?
The 25. 28.
Still?
Or
yeah,
you haven't done it
quite a bit.
I perceived a few things, that's why I asked.
Okay.
Not very often.
So I'm going to get as close as I can. 1.
Not in this edition, anyway.
2. 3, 4, 5, 6.
That speed stealth thing is pretty awesome.
It is.
I still did spellcast 1.
And that's all I can do.
Okay.
That's.
Oila.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Snorlax.
Oh.
Forgot about his sleepy
Snorlax.
Ass. What do you want to do, buddy? Check out some more dice?
I wonder if you could make a die that you have, like...
All right.
The common multiple,
just go straight
the common
to
multiple of multiple die so that you can sit there and have...
Yeah, they have one.
You know, because
they actually
just...
showed it on D20, or not D20, but that.
Yeah, it's a thing with a bunch of dice inside of it.
Yeah.
Because you can use, like, a six-sided die.
They said it was hard as fuck.
Should we just do, like, a reaction for him? Gonna talk.
It's your turn.
I run up to this guy.
You can't run that far.
He just starts talking to me.
You can't run that far.
Guys, have you ever looked at dice before?
If we come across other humanoids, immediate action, I talk.
Okay, I run up here. And I pull out my crossbow.
Cool, crispo.
And well, okay.
Crossbows suck. They take a,
he did this.
So I want to fly attack, that way I can reach him. Just like,
so you're just basically running up and you're going to hit him.
Yep.
I put my crossbow away.
Did they even... What did they... Well, not my turn.
They did shoot at us.
They did. I'm going to say, what do they look like?
The humanoid, I'm guessing?
Yes. They have two legs and two arms.
That'll be... I'm guessing that'll hit a 24.
Yeah, that's
it. That'll miss.
Barely a hit. Like, oof. It's a close one.
Oof.
Probably hit his dad. He hit him so hard.
Ow, my
What's
balls.
My movement? 30?
I don't know. I think he's moved.
That is
I didn't move that
a
far.
4.
I feel like I need a copy of your character.
Fuck,
hit
my movement
four.
Is 30. I could have reached him. Why'd you yell?
You couldn't
six
have...
squares? Can that reach
It's six squares, buddy. 5 feet per square.
Oh, I can't go diagonal?
Yeah.
You can, but it adds,
it adds more after, like, three or two squares.
So yeah, all odd ones
three
are count.
Oh, the third square counts as another one.
That's an easier way to say
yes.
Damn.
I'm sorry, what, E4 you said?
Yes.
Okay.
They don't fall and die?
No, but he goes, ouch.
Ouchies!
And you whack to it again.
Snore. Boring.
It's not my turn, it's boring.
Whose
turn is it?
It is...
the other guy's turn.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna
hit... Wheeler.
Well, he's gonna try to hit.
I thought you had, like, really horrible armor.
I do.
16?
Yep.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, you won't die.
He's got, like,
19
HP.
Yeah, you know,
it's just okay. You
cut
yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty...
I can do that as a swift action.
Yeah, you can.
Hold on. All right.
That'll
6 points
of damage.
How many?
Six.
You checked it.
I only hurt you 4.
Take it back.
All right. And then Olmo.
Oh, this is going to be gross
oh,
for you guys. Oh, but
going to shock you, all of you.
Might be a little shocking.
Electrifying.
I will centered right here, 10-foot square.
Okay.
Cast grease
from all the way back there.
Sure can.
Damn.
I do it very obscenely.
Could you describe? Grease. Could you show us?
I'll take up my foot and do this.
And then he goes,
oh!
Then you slide in, you burn it on the kuruma.
All right, they're just kind of like, ew.
What's that do?
They have to
make a reflex save, otherwise they fall on their ass.
That's if they move, right?
Nope.
Not right now. I thought it was if they're like standing still, they're fine.
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty sure as long as they don't move.
What they try to attack, was that kind of movement?
Attack's fine. If they try to like move, they can move at half speed and be okay. But
if
they try to like move at full
on.
Speed, they slip. Yeah, I mean, if they just think you just came all over them, they're probably going to think you're being fine.
Budokai!
Or Kaki. I wouldn't name it Budokai because it sounds better.
Than Bukaki?
The way I do it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Kind of grossly. Any creature in an area when the spell is cast must make a successful reflex save or fall. Didn't say
okay.
Have to be with me.
Alright, I will do that. And then what is it, your caster level?
Yep.
Is there a DC on there?
I will look my DC for 15.
Alright, this guy goes, whoa, 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 falls over.
And there's not a pit nearby, huh?
And the other guy falls
off.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
So yeah,
oh,
they
man,
are...
If only there were like two guys there that could coup de grace them right there.
They are prone...
If I go up there, I'm going to slip on my ass too, huh?
It's only 10 foot.
Yeah, so it's like these two squares.
But I can go up and hit him without touching the ground? It's 10 feet.
It's actually just as like his OCD germaphobe side coming out.
It's
only
like
two squares,
guys,
though.
I don't like it at all, guys.
Yeah, I just don't really want to get near him.
Near him.
Go ahead and just pull off
this. How long does it last?
His turn.
It is... Well, it would be his turn, but he's just going to stand up.
Have you
ever... I'll make it. He said 15, correct?
Yep.
17. All right. He's up.
You get an attack of opportunity against him since he stood up.
I'm
not
close enough.
Not that right guy.
Yeah. That's not the other guy. The other guy.
Do I have an attack of
opportunity? You're
nowhere near. Unless you want to throw that javelin that you don't have in your inventory.
I have a crossbow out.
If he moves
crossbow
out,
is
if he
out.
Moves out of it, he'll have to make a DC to...
If my crossbow is out, don't I have a...
No.
I'm like this.
Yeah,
you can make an immediate action to shoot when it's your turn.
Lasts 1 minute per level, so it'll last 2 minutes. A round is...
Is it a round a minute only?
No, 10 rounds is 1 minute.
Okay.
Each round is 6.
So
you guys fight fast. So fast.
You guys fight so fast. All right.
Zeros.
All
right.
Kill them.
Kill
him. Behind here.
Do it from behind.
Backstab that motherfucker.
Rogues do it from behind.
14 plus 17.
He's dead.
Hit?
Yes.
Right.
He's like, you're grease. You're fucking cum attacked. And, whoa!
I don't
fuck!
Even know I'm going to roll yet. This is all you have plus 2. I only rolled a 9.
That killed him.
Oh, what you did for?
Irk.
Just like... Like a little tumbleweed. Imagine laying one of those on fire. That's what just happened.
What?
Why are these guys a lot easier?
Did they catch on fire?
Probably just coup de grace, the other guy.
Because isn't that when they're like completely helpless?
Like in a pile of grease where they can't.
He is prone, so. I don't know. He would get a plus 1 to hit him, so it's basically the same thing.
You know what? Go ahead and roll for an attack. Let's just see if you actually hit him. I think it's going to be fun.
I get a plus 4.
Yeah, plus everything else.
That is a 10, and then 14, and then my 1 for him being a...
Yeah,
okay.
His AC
would
be really low.
I cut his...
Yeah. I was just really hoping for a botch.
Hit him in the head with my axe.
He
was lodging
in
there.
He hit him so hard with the coup de grace, he falls in the web or something.
He trips in the grease.
All right. Dead. D-E-D.
Now what should we do?
Search the bodies, search the bodies, I say as I walk up and sing and do.
Okay, I'll search this one.
I do both at the same time.
Oh! All right, you
gotta catch them all!
Gotcha.
Light crossbows.
Almost missed that one.
He's got what?
They each have light crossbows.
I'm gonna leave those, unless somebody wants them.
What is that?
Okay, next.
I don't want them. I hate crossbows. They're annoying.
10 bolts apiece.
Almost.
Cameron, do you have bolts?
I have a crossbow, so I'll take some bolts.
How many bolts do you have? Or are you just going to take them?
Mine are mine.
It's like David hoarding arrows.
I got a quiver of holding now.
I got 10 crossbow bolts.
You probably should take those. I got 30.
Oh, so you had a crossbow, but you didn't have any bolts the whole time?
I had 10 of them.
But you have 10 now.
No, he had 10 of them
I have
before, 10
of them
right
now.
Okay.
Are you going to write them down?
No, I have
one. Well,
I'm
sure.
Okay, anything else on them?
You can have both of them.
They have the fancy schmancy symbol, the six
figure
symbol. Oh,
you get each half town?
Yes.
Oh, so you have 30 now. My bad.
You can shoot that 30 times.
And they have
the six fingered little symbol holding the dagger.
My character's like, oh, what does this mean?
You want me to do knowledge religion again?
You're not going to know anything you didn't know.
That's Noga Burger.
No, well, we burned a statue.
That's no burger.
Put the mask on, see what happens.
And then...
You're spooky.
Stupid. I leave the idols, we don't need those.
I have a strong fur.
There's 69 gold.
69 gold?
A piece?
Yeah.
A piece?
Yeah.
Nope.
David crushed one.
Hey, don't show David how to burn it. Don't show
don't set it on fire. It's unholy.
He likes to burn that stuff.
I don't like evil gods.
Free money's unholy.
Well, that's good. I'll take that.
Alright, and then that's all they had, unless you want their tattered robes.
Of course.
Which explains their horrible DC.
They didn't have any hand weapons?
On the daggers, sorry.
Oh, I didn't have any daggers.
Yeah, close.
Unless somebody want those, I don't think
I want to...
Throw them. all the truth.
What's this room look like, at worry?
I'm going to take one body and put it on top of the other one.
I'm going to pose him.
All right, while you guys are paying attention to weird, greasy bodies.
I'm not. I'm looking at the rest of the room.
All
right. They're all greased up.
Almost.
Can I see how far I can slide them?
You know what? Go ahead.
Almost right here.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, step up and then, like, put one through the grease and see. Just slide them.
You know what? I'll just allow it. Fine. You bowl the bodies into the pit.
I'm a really good bowler. That's my second profession.
That's true.
Okay. And nobody in the planet knows what that is.
Yeah, that's why I'm the best.
It's a strict only.
Yeah.
Caden came to me in a dream and said,
"You must build it."
Oh, can we have like a field of dreams where I invent bowling? And then, well, I guess he didn't invent baseball.
You know what? We'll do a side sometime.
Okay.
He didn't just be you and me. I'll have the dream.
Okay.
Anyway, the chamber that you're in is
full of gold.
The chamber secret?
Yes. There is a stone. So. What?
Nothing. Said if you build it, they will bowl.
Awesome. You see
more cavern.
Yeah, well, there is. This
is
a cavern.
Cavern, or is this not a cave?
You guys in a cave? You a cavern?
What's the difference here?
Yeah, what is the difference? You tell me.
One time they're good.
It's where it goes.
Caverns have a destination. Okay, they have a point.
The cavern is
there's a purpose.
What did you say?
Okay. All right, did you roll perception?
Is one factor, one's not.
I don't know.
You're bowling.
You're like, wow, a strike.
16.
What are we doing?
I grease
perception,
I'm
going to.
I'm still pretty good.
24.
Okay.
And I would also like to go back stuff.
You think you're selling. All right.
Is that a door?
Yes, that is another door. This one, though, however, seems to be a little stronger than the rest of them.
Is this a little opening?
And that is a little opening, and it's about 3 feet high, maybe about 2 feet wide.
Ooh, who can fit down there?
Who can fit down there?
Two greased up bodies probably could.
Oh, can I see? I want to try to bowl the body into the
yeah,
opening.
Like 2 feet wide, so you know what? If you want to go down the pit, grab the bodies back up.
They'd be really slippery, too.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll...
the 2 minutes is probably up. They're probably not greasy.
That's true. Jesus.
I got two more of those in me, though.
Snorlax, what are you doing?
That sounds like a good
pose. Besides snapping. Well, here, I'll just make you prone. Snap done.
There we go.
We smashed up. I sleep now.
You're going to wake up. Your teammate's going to be dead.
I go up to Cirrus and go, hey, go unlock that door.
It's all funny, right? Because he sees you.
First, I'd like to sense trap on the door in case I try and pick it and something happens. Nat 20 on that. Jesus.
Nice.
Any traps on that door?
No.
All right.
The door does not seem to be trapped.
Now I'm going
to
pick lock it. With the
pick
lock picket.
That won't open it.
Can I do a perception check on the hobbit hole here?
Yes, you can.
No. Is it 16? No?
Nope.
20.
Is it that now?
On my...
24.
Okay, you can tell the hole seems to kind of go back a ways. There's a bit of a draft coming through.
A draft?
A draft.
Draft?
Draft.
A little dinky one.
Shivers! It doesn't seem to be traveled or anything's gone through there in a while. It's like kind of cobwebs up.
You should go down.
Guys, do you think I should go in here? I kind of want to. My wonder lesson. But...
Yes.
Okay.
That's all good thinking.
All convincing I knew.
Man, I really do smell burning bodies. Dustin's on fire!
I want to grab some of those rocks. Well, yeah, I'll grab some of those rocks. The ground, cast light on them and throw them down there.
Okay. Alrighty, what you see is you see a corpse. Or not a corpse, I'm sorry, like a skeleton.
It's a really old corpse.
Is it dead?
The skeleton is dead.
Okay.
It seems to have been dead for quite a while.
You know what I'm saying?
But what's strange is that you see what looks like sort of a skull. Inside one of the eye sockets, you can see which kind of looks like a skull inside a skull.
Skull?
Do they have a number? Skullception. Did it die?
No.
a skull in the eye?
Yeah, like you can kind of see like a very tiny look. It appears to be like a skull.
No nature on it. I yell down the hall.
You don't know what.
Oh, you're yelling?
Yeah. No,
okay.
I'm not.
All right. As he hears that, as he hear that sound?
What sound?
Him yelling. You see the tiny little skull inside the skull start to jolt and move around a little bit.
Oh.
And then
what's happening now?
Through through one of the eyeballs, you see a leg, like a very spiny, tiny leg, come out through it. One, and then you see another one. And two more, three more, until all eight legs come out. And there's a spider in the shape of a... its abdomen is the shape of a skull.
Awesome. Just wait until it turns backwards and hit his weak spot.
Is it cursed?
No.
Because I can get, like, all those Skull Kid coins, and then he'll change them back.
and he can give me
500 rupees.
Alright, well, if you want to open a dimension...
And a bigger... doesn't he also give you a bigger wallet?
Oh, yeah, I need a big wallet.
Do you want to open a dimensional rift?
Natural fucking 20 with a whip.
What are you doing? Collecting coins.
Alright, you're on first.
Oh, is that in initiative?
You
no, we're not
aware of it.
Oh. He's down this little hallway.
Oil is yelling.
So it's not a very big spider, then, huh?
No.
I...
Just step on it. Why are we wasting time?
He's a halfling.
I'm a halfling. I'd be like, right...
Yeah. Oh, do a tame animal on it or handle
What's
animal?
Your rise modifier? Mine's plus one.
Yeah, fit your head in there and try to tame it.
How close is it to me?
It is roughly 20 feet away from you.
20 feet?
Yep.
Ooh, that's rough.
Little cave goes back a little ways. And you can still feel.
Do I still have my crossbow out?
Yeah, I guess you never fired it, so.
I will take a quick shot at it.
Yeah.
That wasn't a nat fucking point?
No. Combat's my weak point, guys. Oh, it's still a 16.
Ooh, that is in fact barely a hit. For such a tiny bug, he's starting to hit.
Oh shit, son, 6!
It just splatters, like, all over the room.
Loot it! I do this. And then I reload it, so I know what's gonna hit me.
Of course, you, assuming you come out and tell everyone that.
I'll do it later.
Yeah.
I'll search the area. We can go to everybody else while I search.
Okay.
Or you just want to finish it off, I guess.
You're gonna go further into the cave?
Is it go further past that skeleton?
Yes.
I thought that was...
Oh, it was a cavern.
Nope, it goes a little ways.
I'll
feel sort of a draft.
I'll search the corpse that the skull spider came out of.
Okay. It's just a skeleton. It looks like it was nesting, perhaps, inside there.
Okay. I will drag the remains of the corpse out and go, I killed something while everybody else is doing something.
You're going to go down the rest of the way?
Well, I'm going to tell everybody, guys, this... Go, there's this path doesn't look like it's traveled very much. There's like a really old skeleton in there, and this skull spider came out. Didn't have any rupees. So I killed
rupees?
It. Yeah.
Rupees?
Or
that many rupees.
I killed it. Do you guys want me to keep going and searching this out, or anybody want to come with me? Or
I'd have to like be on my belly the whole time.
Well,
yeah,
there might be a pressure plate in there.
Fit.
I think
you're pretty much the only one that's going to be able to fit in there.
Looks like you're doing a good job. We'll stay out here and try to get this.
Unless you
want to
summon
unlocked.
Your snake, you can have him accompany you.
There you go. Bring the snake along.
I go, alright, I'll go back in there.
Also, just to point out, I just want you guys to forget that there was another part
that's
going off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alright, I'll go back in there.
Can he just take 20 on the door while he does that?
Yeah.
Let anybody else have a turn?
I take 20 on the door while he does that.
Okay.
I take 20 watching
so
him.
I take 20 on the door while he does that.
So you guys
getting up?
Watching?
Oh, we're kind of standing guard. I'll
he
stand.
Can take 20 on disabling stuff.
Oh.
You can't?
I'm going to stand by the passage and just,
so
if I hear something,
anyway.
I'll go in there.
You can go anyway.
Okay.
I gotta roll because you can't take 20. I'm
good. Go ahead. Is that a one?
That is a one. Oh, come on, it's picked our unlocking something.
Yeah, you might break your tools.
I have.
You got to bust it now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you break your lockpick off in the lock.
Okay, my masterwork. Masterwork? My masterwork. These tools are now broken.
Were you adding plus two to everything when you were using those?
Yes. So that's a three plus a three. It's like a ten.
Totally, it's like a 10, but it's a 3. It's like a 10. Yeah, you break your pick off into the lock,
okay.
And you don't think there's going to be any way for you to open it through normal means.
No, I've got tweezers.
Oh.
Let's go in there.
That also just on there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, like a grooming set.
Yeah.
All right, so then the door is busted. So we're back to Olmo, who is...
Are the hinges on our side or their side?
You don't see any hinges.
I'll move past the... skeleton corpse, and I'll grab a rock every so often and throw it forward with light on it. Light zero level.
Yeah.
It's open to
the show. Everyone leave.
That's open.
This goes on for a little ways.
Like that door right there, the bathroom door?
Yeah, because if you see him, just
everybody take their heads
off.
I think I'm the only one wearing them.
So if we all three get a running start at this thing,
the,
we might go break.
I guess
it.
I just want to take a break
if you have two
for you guys, and then we can just go through this real quick.
It's just you and me again, Dustin.
Hey, Ragnar appears.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. All right, so...
Breathe home and breathe home.
Then we'll just... Let's come over here.
Hey.
Down here, there could be something else. But, it's pretty narrow and cramped.
I can stand up, right? Cause I'm
You can walk. You can walk normally. It's a little constricting. I mean, it is only 2 feet wide, but since you're a halfling, it's...
Yeah.
It's almost like you've been in a situation...
Oh. All the time.
Yeah.
I'm good at going through breeze hole. Let's go. I'll do perception checks.
Good idea.
That is now the 11 is what that is. Wait. Yeah, 11.
Alright, you can kind of hear a conversation going on. It's you can tell that one part of it is extremely angry.
Okay.
And the other side that's kind of talking is like whimpering. It,
Does it sound like it's coming from the end or like I'm hearing it through a wall?
You're hearing it sort of through, like just kind of coming through the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
It's just sort of echoing through there.
Okay.
You can't make any of it out.
I'm going to dispel the light.
Okay.
Is there still any of that forest and stuff in here? Or can I see a light source?
No, you can't see a light source just yet.
Then I'll cast the light on. Like a button on my thing, so I can just it's like mumble.
A little silent, little fluctuate.
Yep.
I'll give you a radio too, so you can detect monsters.
Awesome. Like a good one. I do perceive again, but I perceive again.
Okay, conversation's still going on a little bit. You just hear a lot of like muffling angrily. You don't see anything up here. You don't see any corpses, any other spiders with skulls on them. Too crazy.
Alright, that one is a 27. That was
there you go. Alright. Now, the conversation you hear sounds like a gnome, and you can make out that it's the gnome that is incredibly angry, and it's screaming at this person, and he's saying, he's just like, I can't believe you did this. What were you thinking? And then you hear the other half of this thing saying, I was just trying to have a little fun. All we do is sit down in the cave and wait and wait and wait.
Dude, does that one sound like me?
Yes, it does. And then he's like, that's what we're supposed to do. The father waits, and so do we. And then, he's just like, but Klaus and I were just, come on, he'll understand. I know he'll understand. And then all you hear after that is sort of, you see, like, a really bright light flash,
mm-hmm.
And you hear Yank scream. And that is it. There's no sound after that.
I'm going to try stealth. 16.
Okay.
I'm going to do the half thing. So I'll move up here to see if I can see anything. Kind of muffling up my one golden stud thing on my slip of leather.
Okay. You can tell from this point on, you can see that there is, you start to see a little bit of a glow, like a torchlight again. Other than that, all you can see is just sort of a room that opens up into a larger one, similar to the one you were just in,
mm-hmm.
not quite as big. And you can hear footsteps sort of pacing maybe back and forth. And that's about it.
I remember an old proverb about curiosity killing the cat. I decided to go back and inform everybody else.
Okay. I guess if you don't mind grabbing them real quick.
The cat's right there?
On the other side of this tunnel leads into a room kind of similar to the one we're in.
I heard a gnome yelling at some guy, and the guy started talking, and it was our friend Yank that got smited.
Should we crawl through there?
And he mentioned something about the father waits. So do we. I don't know what that means.
My father's still alive?
I'm not sure.
No, he's dead.
But shortly after that, I heard Yank screaming, and it went real quiet. And the only thing I heard were little tiny feet pacing back and forth.
Was a gnome killed Yank?
Yep.
Should we all belly crawl through there?
I guess when the gnome uses the Eye of Odin, he doesn't summon fish.
What happened?
Hmm? Are you talking there?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What happened when he used the Eye of Odin?
I don't know. Died, I guess. There's a big screen. I can go up there and look.
We can't fit even if we're on our stomachs?
I can.
How tall is your character?
3 feet. Well, I mean, whatever these characters, but halflings generally are 3 feet.
Right,
small.
I guess just... I guess we have to go to the back to those
two
stairs.
2 foot 5!
We have to go to those stairs then. There's no way...
I was thinking that...
2 foot 5... That's like not even as tall as this table.
You're right. It is small.
They're
like hobbits.
Should we try to bust it down this
door? That's not how tall a hobbit is.
Yeah.
A halfling is 2 feet tall.
Don't
be dumb. Like it hurts.
How tall is a hobbit?
Look at
people. At least three.
Three what?
At least.
Okay,
what kind of measurement is this?
Well,
as a kid.
One.
Yeah, it's malnutrition. Leave him alone.
So you're saying...
Like a bully.
So you're saying with Gandalf standing next to a hobbit... It's not even up to his fucking knee.
Yes.
Wow, why are we getting so upset here?
He's really mad. You think that small gnomes are smaller than halflings?
Wow,
he just throws a table up.
This is a different universe.
No, not to Cameron. We are in fucking Middle Earth right now.
In fact, this whole time
we are not
in Middle Earth.
We are
Tolkien associates do not assume us.
Yeah.
Hobbits are between 2 and 4
well,
feet
we talk,
tall.
We're not
we
in Mordor, we're in Dorne.
How come I can't see in the dark if I'm a human?
You're not a human.
This
you're
is a different work. Universe.
You're not
human. Right?
You're
if
not,
you're using that logic, well,
you you're not
a
human.
Halfway.
Yeah, but you're not human.
What are you
you're half orc.
You're half orc, half elf thing.
Cameron, you're taking this game too seriously. I think we have
I know I'm an orc.
I think next.
Take your cape off.
Just
your
cape that. I think
the Sunday when the DM's gone, we're going to have an intervention. Yeah.
All right, so what should we do? We can either go down the stairs or try to bust this door down.
Let's give busting the door down one attempt.
All three of us?
All four of us.
I don't think he's going to be much use at all.
Force,
are we
going to
use
him
as the...
I do this when he says that.
Okay, you can help.
Sad music as he walks.
Do you want to sit on my shoulders while we do it?
Yeah!
Well, give me a bardic performance.
Let's all get a running start and throw our elbow into this door. All
right.
Your elbow, huh? You've never done this before, have you?
Everybody...
I think I cracked it.
That's how our company became known as the One Arm Bandits.
No?
So you guys are going to try to break down the door?
Yeah, with our shoulders, though. Right?
Yeah,
we
your shoulders, you switched out, that's good.
Wait, do you mean shoulders?
Yeah, and I think we all should do that. And maybe with the hinges being on the other side, we're on the good side to break down.
Yeah, I'm almost going to be like,
I don't think
that's
going to work.
That's not my forte. You guys can go right ahead.
Okay, so three of us roll d20s. Add our strength modifier?
Okay. Whoa! David is like, hold up, dude.
He just blows over this wing.
What do I got?
You have a 5 plus
good
your strength.
Thing.
Alright, so just make it to where
9 and 20.
They're aiding you.
Okay. Wait, come on.
They don't.
Yeah, it's they don't. Then what was your modifier? Sorry.
I have a 10. That's slightly aids.
3.
Yeah,
23.
You can feel the door kind of give a little bit, but it's just not quite enough to knock it over.
So, try
like, if
that,
I try
definitely,
to...
like, weaken. Yeah, if you give it another shot, maybe I'll throw you guys up once again.
Alright.
Also, you guys want to actually aid him?
I
that's
got
a little better.
16.
Whoa!
How do we aid him this time?
Putting his elbow into it.
Oh, you got this one, Seros.
He does this.
Yeah, he does, like, a wrestling move.
He has flying elbow.
Door just disintegrates. Alright, so that door collapses. And what you guys see immediately is a bewildered gnome and a burning corpse on the ground right next to him. So
is it kind of a tall...
Tall gnome?
No,
it's kind of a tall gnome.
How tall are gnomes?
Is it kind of like a half orc, but a little taller?
We're talking about burning a corpse, and I almost hear about
that. Yeah, it takes a lot of heat.
Does the gnome notice us?
Yes, after knocking down that door, yes.
Does he,
does he know him we're there?
Maybe he...
Oh, shit, I'm just about to say that! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was about to say, nobody knows we're here. All
right. Yeah, what does that
mean? I'm back!
Hey, guys, I grew! Or shrunk!
All right, so, Olmo, you were out, correct?
Yeah,
I'm just gonna convert this.
Oh, you know what?
I'm kind of in between right here.
He's here.
I've been doing some reading, and I learned that.
Let's have the door here. So let's have you outside here. You were doing some reading on what?
And I found out that that guy's favorite movie is Gnome Alone.
Yeah, that one in the chamber radio.
No place like no.
I just thought of it.
Yeah, you just thought of it. Just had it. Gnome Alone.
Oh, Johnny had a good pun for your other ranger. I told him you always get really low. Nature checks, and he goes, well, I guess nature's not in his nature, is it?
Yeah, at the feet of this gnome, which the corpse is actually, like, up almost up to his chest, he's a pretty small guy, is the corpse of Yank, just on fire. Like, he's just recently burning. You can smell his hair, his nasty, dirty cloak kind of filling up the air. And, he looks at you guys, and he's like, oh, you must be the guys that Yank was telling me about. And he's sitting there scanning you up and down, and he notices Seros, and his eyes kind of flash red. And he's sort of like, you're still alive?
And I go, we're just here to fix the TV.
Yeah, I didn't know I was supposed to be dead.
God, with this failure, with Ceremium, Yank, and Klaus, and now you're still alive. I'll be lucky to...
live.
Get out of this as well. So you guys go ahead and roll initiative.
I'm going no.
All right.
Wow.
Plus 20 experience.
That's what he does when he sleeps. It's a pun.
He dreams in puns.
Dreams of puns.
I'm going no. You can't stop me.
All right.
15.
15 for Snorlax. Olmo.
10.
Oila.
10.
Who's got the higher dex?
I have a plus 2.
I have a plus 3.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Plus 1. Sorry.
Okay, so
that was my strength.
Goes. All right.
Throw you at him.
Seros?
6.
Don't worry, you're still...
I was caught off by what
he
said, so I wasn't
last.
Exactly at ready.
As badass as this gnome is, you guys are going to find out, he's going last.
Okay. He must be affected by the fumes.
I'm guessing you want us to keep him alive so you can ask some questions?
Well...
Who gets to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's first?
Probably you.
So I got 15. No, I like... I run up to him. 1...
Yeah. I run up to him. 1.
3, and then...
Okay, stop.
If you're running...
Can I get it?
If you're running, can't you go fast?
Yeah, you can run up to him. He's just not going to do anything.
If he does...
Can you back
down? I was right here, so 1, 2, 3.
Damn it.
One.
No, no, no. Just don't put your shoulder on top of the microphone.
That doesn't mean talk like a robot into the mic when he points
it. No, no, I forgot to tell Mr. Robot.
Okay, I was here. Poison robot.
One,
no,
two,
what was your contract?
Three, yeah. Then four, because going three
robot?
Counts as another one, diagonal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Five. Can I move? Six.
Yeah. Six times five would be 13.
If you run and just stand next to him, you'll be good.
No, but I just want to run up to him and smash him on the head.
I'm pretty sure you'd be one square away
on
still.
On his tiny little head.
You can't reach him for your eye.
Okay, well, I'm standing there, and can I ready my
weapon?
Do you
look angry?
Can I ready my weapon? Can I go like this?
Yeah, you can pull out your weapon.
Okay. No, it's already out, though.
Oh, so you're just immediate
I'm
action?
Yeah, whacking at him really angrily. He's very scared.
Yeah, he looks scared.
Where's Yank in his dead body?
He's to the left of him on the floor.
Could we possibly get somebody to represent
him? My left
or
his
left?
Should
be
a zombie here.
I would have an awesome fire element that we could. He burned him so bad, he changed to a different being. All right,
oh, that's
Olmo.
An awesome adventure ID.
Wait, heroes get
six.
Huh?
It's pretty bad. Because don't you have like a 2 to initiative?
What would I have to? What I want
to do to get out of here?
Would it be possible? How long would it take for me to traverse that tunnel again? And where is that? Like right behind him, so he doesn't know what's going on behind.
Basically,
him?
Basically, yeah.
How long would that be?
Not as long as the door.
You didn't really come through the door, did you? No, I was off to the side. Like
yeah, the tunnel was
two.
Basically right over here.
I mean,
it's exactly how this is.
Because I was like right here. I was
so
like,
I would say roughly 3 turns for you.
3, even running.
While running. 2 tops.
That might take too long. That might be dead by then. He could hide spot, though.
Maybe not.
Wait a minute.
Or maybe he used all his fire spells and all his minions.
I don't think that happened. Let's see what I can spell out here.
See what I can spell out. Get it?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't do spells, do you?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. Remember that grease thing?
Right.
I thought you'd come over everybody.
Yeah,
he's
just bringing out the good
old man.
Why do you have a pipe full of cum? That's gross.
Do I have a scroll too?
I know you had a scroll of Cure Light Wounds.
I had 4 Cure Light Wounds scrolls. I used 3 of them. And I had 2 Burning Hand ones.
Oh, shit.
Do I like everybody in front of me enough to care if I burned them to death?
You know what the DM says?
Can you move?
The DM says you fucking hate these guys. I'm just kidding.
I was going to ask that question.
You fucking hate these guys.
Do you fucking hate these guys?
I could have just stayed in that town and made money.
Yeah, I'm running stuff. So
this day, don't forget.
Your stats.
This guy may have been the one responsible for you losing your money in the first place.
Son of a bitch! I summoned my snake!
Yeah.
Snake.
Slivers.
Slivers.
Shivers, slivers.
Yep, he gets to attack too.
Not slivers.
He gave me the
slivers.
He gets to attack too.
You gotta ride him?
Slivers, because it's a snake version of shivers.
Yeah, but he doesn't sliver, he slithers.
You can ride him?
I mean, maybe for like an act in one of his performances.
Up behind! Attack! Oh, I'm a level 2 now too. Still more hit points. I don't know how to figure all that out.
Do they go up with you as you want?
Yeah. 15, plus
20.
20 plus 20.
That's David's I don't want to die face. 20. Oh,
he's
got so much potential.
Thank you for doing that. Let's see. He gets a plus. Oh, shit.
Plus?
It is a 20. It's plus 5.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I was like, what, you mean plus 20?
No, it's 20 total.
Yeah, that's it.
This isn't going to be very impressive.
Well, you hit him. It's pretty impressive.
Good start.
Yeah, it's a great start. Okay, anytime you break up the triangle.
That'll be 1 point of damage plus poison.
Damn! What's the poison?
DC 9 Fortitude save.
The gift that keeps on giving.
And if you get affected, you take constitution damage.
Okay.
I don't know if there's like a bonus or anything for being summoned. I'll have to. I'll look that up. Wow.
And for the I get a save out of that right away, right? Or do I wait till next turn?
Yeah, then yeah, you just.
Alrighty, so if I'm not saving out of that,
he didn't save?
No.
Wow, okay. Well, he'll take a constitution hit.
What is constitution?
Good.
That's his HP or his.
Basically, loses two ability point.
Yeah, he takes two. So that's a.
Ooh, shit, he's a gnome, too.
That's hit point. He loses.
What's that mean?
He's just got a really shitty constitution.
Well,
anyway.
If you hit zero constitution, you automatically die.
If you
hit zero anything, you automatically die.
Yeah.
If I, the lay on hands thing, how many hit points do I get back? Do you know?
Am I going to touch him? You going to heal him up?
No,
him?
I'm going to heal me.
Make him feel better?
Okay. I think it's six for some reason.
All right, you're a paladin, but let's not heal the guy who needs hurt.
I'm healing myself. I am
no.
hurt. I am hurt.
He's hurt. Weren't you a pacifist? I thought you were a pacifist.
No.
All your spell fires. Have you actually hit anyone besides the smite?
Yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. That's the last episode.
I know. Who'd you hit?
Those two bandits in the cave that we called.
Oh, you did chase one off. What'd
you
find?
You heal 1d6 hit points of damage for every two paladine.
Okay.
You can use it.
To hurt, right? Or is that anti-paladin?
You can hurt undead with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm going to do that to myself.
Number of times equal to 1/2 per paladine level plus charisma modifier. So
that's plus
one.
Charisma? Wait, what?
With your charisma modifier.
Guys?
Two.
So you can use it three times a day.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to do it once. It's a swift action if I use it on myself. So that will be a 7. So I'm not back up to 4.
Okay.
So I do that, and then...
I touch myself when I start combat.
Come here and I hit him.
Flanking.
Is that so that's not a standard action?
Swift.
It's swift.
Swift
if
okay.
I do it to myself. If I do it to someone else, it's a
do
standard.
Do it to myself.
It probably later becomes a swift action.
Do it to myself.
That's going to hit 23.
Yarp. That's a hit. Guys are making this dude's AC look like a joke already. And come on, a snake bit him. Come on.
This is a D10. That's a 6.
Ouch, he says.
Does he look like he's feeling pretty bad, or?
I mean, besides being a gnome, he's alright, I guess.
Well, I think we should try to keep him alive so we can figure out what happened to your dad.
I agree. My dad.
Good luck, he's a badass cult member. No, I'm just kidding. He's a little bitch.
I wish I could smell.
Alright, Syros.
6.
And you're not stealthing anymore, by the way.
No.
Okay,
but he's flanked, isn't he?
Yeah, he's flanked.
Okay, so I still get that.
Flanked.
I thought you were like moving your guy like he was still. So,
no, I can move
I know you do that. Like, no, I mean, I know, but you're like.
I guess they don't get any more powerful. So.
Good. Tie your snakes.
Ooh, that's the one.
I know the ladies love the snake, but
I didn't hit.
You roll a 1?
God damn it, David. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it again.
Well, I heard a. Look! Nothing he's missed. All right, now it goes to. I better not say his name.
What's your name? I yell, what's your name?
If he does any spells, he just like gets 3 attacks.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, like
he's automatically.
You guys gang raped him already. Like, he's kind of screwed over.
That says no.
Who did it? They did a little smiley face afterwards. I mean, he's joking.
Oh shit! He's stabbing Syros. Syros is a 20. Hit your AC, not natural, of course. If it was 20, I'd be freaking out.
It does.
Like, yeah. There. Well, luckily, he's a gnome, and all he did was stab you with a dagger, so...
He doesn't have any spells?
Yeah,
toothpick!
I'm not gonna have any spells. That's, like, just terrible. Alright, 4 points of damage. And he feels really good about it. Alright, back up to the top. Well, no.
I said 4 points?
Oh, wait. So that's just difficult terrain.
Do I get an attack opportunity?
Everybody does.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not going to do it.
Unless he's moving defensively.
Oh, I can move 5 feet. And that moves. Can he move on top of the corpse?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Try to get the upper ground.
Are we trying to keep this guy alive or can I just kill him?
Try to knock him out. Like hit him in the back of the head or something with your... Well, because he's going to have information.
He says that, and he just swings it, and you just say, just try to hit him in the back of the...
Oh,
you get the hit in your hand.
Didn't you say the same thing with Steve?
Fuck Steve.
Fuck Steve. Well, yeah, you did. Fucked him good.
So do you guys think I should grapple him and try to...
It is your turn.
Yeah, do that.
Do
that sounds good. Do you have any manacles?
Isn't that a sea creature?
No.
There's plenty of coral around.
What you have a manatee?
Do we have manatees?
Manacles is just... It's like the British word for handcuffs. But they call them that in this game for some reason.
Manacles are handcuffs.
They're not?
No.
They're sea cows.
Chained here to here and they go right down to your feet.
What kind of check am I going to have to get?
You have to do CMB.
CMB.
Yeah,
and you just got
to
get...
So you are actually going to try to use your manacles?
He doesn't have any.
I don't know what the fuck that is. I can't use it if I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, pull on my sea cow.
He swings it at him like his hammer.
You just hear like a
in the minute he goes,
you
can't
do it. Use your sea cow. Or do you mean you mean sea do like a jet ski?
No, you should like run up behind him.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah,
totally. Monkey see, monkey do.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're asking about something you just made up.
I'm grappling him. Don't worry about it. Next.
You little guy, you're really slippery.
You're slippery, little fucker.
Alright, Olmo, your turn.
Don't call him names.
No homo, Olmo.
Shoot a crossbow bolt at him.
Yeah. Get him good.
What are you throwing at him?
He's throwing a crossbow bolt.
My man,
really hard.
The urchin. This is the only thing I have a positive. I got 15.
That's a miss.
16.
Oh, it's a 16? Sorry. Alright. Oila.
What about a snake?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I just saw the red thing.
Wait, what about the poison thing, too? Did you...
Oh, you gotta get poison.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Alright.
What was your DC again? I'm sorry.
The DC for the snake is a 9.
Oh, the poison? Yeah.
Yeah.
You made that one. So that's good.
Because
the first one's pretty embarrassing. But it is. Humor.
How would you botch a fortune save?
You poison yourself more?
Yeah. You get so pumped.
24!
Yeah, it's a hit. Not a lot of damage.
1 point damage. Oh. And another save. Poison!
That girl is...
Alright.
So guys, the snake's the only one that's been hit.
I hit him.
Oh, okay.
I fly and I just want to like tackle him, CMB style.
Okay.
Fly over him.
I really wish you would watch that. No, you try to grab him and he just doesn't really move. He doesn't budge. It's almost like he's a dwarf, but he's not.
But smaller.
Yeah. But smaller and cuter.
All right, tussle his head.
Yeah. Oh.
You little rascal. Don't try to kill us.
All right, Cyrus. Make it good, man. Come on.
Flanked?
Yes.
I still want to hit him, but as a free action, I'm going to say him, hey, we will not kill you if you give us answers.
He laughs at your one.
Yeah, did you do this? You give us answers.
It's two ones in a row. Give me a break. Oh my god.
Alright. Same thing. Just miss. Lucky you.
Jeez. Not very threatening like he
is. Does he have pointy hair like most gnomes?
Like the ones that you stuck on the end of the pencil?
He actually has a hood over his head.
He's bald.
And, which I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before, which I don't, I probably should have since you guys are right next to him, he's wearing a mask.
I want to put on one of those masks.
Oh, you do?
As you miss?
No.
I don't like you.
All right.
Yeah, your big brother.
Take out his knife and try to finish a job started before. 20. Non-natural.
It's better.
That hit me last time. This is like deja vu.
What hit point you got?
And how are you doing?
Right now I'm at 12.
Not anymore. 2.
What is, does it count as a standard action if I...
Yes. He is going in he gets an attack of opportunity.
Damn it.
I really
you have a 10, Tyler?
No, no.
Down to 10.
Oh, you're all right,
well,
you're
now as I, he's, poor guy's getting ganged up on.
He's gonna run down that hole.
Starting to look, that would be really funny. No, he's not a coward. He doesn't go down holes, like other small things.
You go through holes.
That's right. Anyway, Snorlax, would you like to go, buddy? Yeah?
Can I get some him again, or just...
Yeah, you just want to hit him.
Can I just kill him?
Hey, Snorlax, his name is Gary.
I pull out
I fucking
my...
hate that guy!
I'm trying to hit him on his head.
No.
No.
Seven.
What does
plus
that say?
7.
13.
No, that's a miss.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Bam.
Let me check.
I'd like you to check.
I just did. That's a miss. That's a double check.
I don't believe you.
Omo.
Yeah, you got a 7.
Oh, you rolled a 7? Sorry.
No, I thought you wanted me to check.
What?
Never
mind. I forgot to try this. Oh, no, I did save it. Sorry.
I am going to shoot you,
motherfucker. What, Tyler?
Cha 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 cha! Oh shit, oh shit, oh. Wait a minute. That'll be a 22.
That's a hit.
Cha 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 cha! 4 points of damage.
Dang, he's hurting people. Guys are slowly whittling away.
Snakey snake.
Snake snake.
That probably won't hit. 14.
Nope. That's a miss.
Poison.
Oila!
He's ignored me.
I want to, grab his hood.
I'll do, 3, 4, 2, 6.
I want to grab his hood and pull off his mask and then punch him in the face. To, knock him out.
Awesome. All right. You won't be able to... You can try. You're not going to probably won't be able to knock him out. Unless you roll something magical. Like Kay and Kayleen. Does not care for you.
Can I pull his mask off?
That'd be a CMD.
Yeah, that'd be like
a CMD thing.
Which, we'll just make that your roll for it.
13.
Yeah, he dodges you no problem.
All right. He's little.
All right.
He is tiny.
I'm a little shaken because,
this guy made me kill my dad.
Yeah.
Need to move first?
Yeah, I would like to step forward to him. That way he's flanked. And
he's
once
flanked.
Again, I say,
he's getting game.
Don't make me kill you. Will you answer any of our questions?
He just laughs.
We'll go ahead and roll this one.
Oh, you're gonna roll that one.
You want this? You want this one?
I do want that.
Wow. You probably want this one because it was 16.
Well, it was on the ground though. I didn't think we'd count it. So. 9 plus 3.
Flanking. He's got lower AC now.
Nope. Almost.
I'm just Sue short.
All right. He's gonna shank Syros again. 14?
Yes. Okay. Nope, I'm sorry, I have 15.
You don't apologize, you don't care. Alright, shit.
I knew you were going for that hole. Snake!
How long does your snake last?
2 minutes.
Right. So 20 rounds?
Yep. It's been 3.
Yeah, the snake will be there a while.
Unless you kill it.
Basically, it's like you guys just like getting up on this gnome, just going,
I shoot it. Everyone else can't.
Alright, he's gonna try.
David's tossing his hair and playing with his mask.
He already tried to attack me. Oh,
yeah, he's...
All right. You're back against the wall. What you got for you now?
Snorlax.
Can't be flanked.
Sleepy time. Oh, so cute.
We play side to side.
Oh, you can?
I mean, you're
wasn't like... a flute that wakes Snorlax.
I tried to hit
games.
Him again.
Yeah.
Alright, go back to bed. Anyway.
Go.
It is. There's a pokey flute that awakes any sleeping imp.
And that's your Pokemon history for today.
Omo, you better start.
There's a magic flute that wakes.
Yeah.
Like in the world, like every single one in the world will wake up if you play
not
it.
Anyone
you
that you
form.
Play, anyone that can hear it. Come on, don't be dumb.
20.
Oh.
Yeah, he was raised by wolves. What do you think? He's an idiot.
20.
Is that 20?
Yeah, no. That's it.
Another 4 points of damage.
Ding! He's not liking this.
Oh, snake.
Alright.
Alright, since he's up against the wall, I want to, pick him up and hold him up against the wall because he's little and just, hold him there.
Alright, go ahead and give me a CMB.
Oh. You're too little!
What are you
doing this to him?
3.
Three?
Okay. He's so cute.
You reach out and just kind of slaps your hand away. Really, he didn't bite you.
No.
Each time you try to pet a stomach, they bite.
All right.
I just want to put you in my garden. All right,
Seros, come on.
Garden.
You seriously?
I don't know if I want to kill him or
you really care
questions.
That your dad? This guy may have killed your dad. Do you even give a shit? Try to kill you. You don't even care. Your crappy rolls. Take
he'd
your hood off for once.
You would have to answer to somebody if you didn't get out, of, or if you got out of this alive. With him,
where's my hourglass? I don't have one.
And you laughed at me. When I...
We could just ask him if he killed your father.
Did you kill my dad?
No.
Whatever.
There's only room for one cute character in
I'm
this
gonna,
universe.
I'm
going to
attempt
the
same thing
Olma.
That David did, pull him up by his neck.
Oyla could have told you, probably, that these guys are very tight-lipped.
Hey, these guys are very
Olma can tell you that, too.
All right, I'm just going to kill him. This is
Olma knows that real good.
18 plus
that's
3.
Yeah,
it's
you
a
don't
hit?
Know that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he's going to die.
That is a... 11.
I'll never tell you anything. Okay.
Alright, as your dagger or fucking use, I don't give a shit. Short sword goes in. As your pointy thing goes into him, his light in the eyes, his eyes kind of flicker and they go white. And he's kind of croaks over and dies.
Search the bodies.
Loot the bodies.
Are we going to do anything?
Loot the bodies.
Oh, open one.
Didn't even get a chance.
Slithers,
to
go rest
spells.
Back in the celestial realm.
Okay! Like the magic cat.
So, what's he got on his body?
He's ripped. He's got like a 12 pack. No,
I think I could get gay on the gnome. Like,
yeah.
Nerd poker.
He's got a Toby Mac shirt on.
It's Toby Mac.
How much AC is that?
It's really bad, Christian. It's 2 minus. On Mr. Cinderburn here, he has his cracked mask.
Take it.
On his face, okay. He has 2 vials of dust of tracelessness.
What the fuck is that?
Those are little vials of, like,
dust?
Basically
tracelessness.
Like dust. And it can cover up to, like, 100 square feet in, like, a room. Basically, it'll, like, cover tracks. It'll make it look like that no one's ever set foot there.
That seems useful for a rogue person. I'm not one. I don't care.
Okay.
There's 2 vials of that.
You could go steal stuff.
We probably wouldn't know what it was, though. But our DM is 9.
3,000 gold pieces.
How did he even move?
Well, you know, he's a gnome.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I just do that because it's way easier.
He's got little stuff, so he has to have stuff for me. Come on.
He's got a brand new flute.
And he has a ring on him.
Ooh.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yep. That's it's fancy. It looks like it's like a maybe like a
thick magic.
Almost like a tendril, okay. You can tell that this ring has some power to it. I can't remember exactly what it would be.
Sure he's got some power to it, guys.
I detect religion.
It's not religious in any way.
Are you sure I typed it again?
Type it.
Just like, certainly I know it.
It's a ring of abstinence, I think.
No, you would not be able to wear that.
Nope. It's against my religion.
That'd be funny if that was a curse that somebody put on you.
Would not be funny at all.
I know what I'm going to do with him after we're done.
What? Oh.
I want you to create grease, and I want to slide him down the tunnel.
There's a skeleton in there, dude.
Sorry, it's my fault again. I should have put what...
You know, we are in a different room from that tunnel, right?
No, it's right, because
no,
the tunnel
leads it into this room.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I want to search Yank.
There is nothing left on his body.
Does he have a dick?
I don't know. You want to give me a heel check?
I'll do one.
You going to touch it? It's there. I mean, it's not much of it. But
18.
It's there, but when you touch it, it falls off. You just slap it off.
Yeah, I want to slap his dick off.
Oh, really?
Popped off.
No, I don't really.
Like a big dicksicle.
That's what evil people do. I'm not evil.
Basically, the ring is... It seems like it has an enhancement bonus to it. I guess it would be conjuration, maybe?
Put it on. Put it
conjuration.
On.
Conjuration.
Put it on.
Maybe not. I'm trying
put
to
it
find
on.
It.
You shocking it.
I did.
I'm kind of praying, but kind of not.
Oh.
Put it it on.
Well,
what are you doing? Put it on.
Don't break my head.
Yeah, who was it that broke the one last time?
It just fell off.
I will do some kind of perception check on it, hopefully for some kind of bonus.
I'm going to rip some coral off the wall.
Did you put it on?
I did not. I'm kind of looking at it and kind of holding it.
If you put a ring on, if you don't know what it is, can you feel what it does to you?
Depends what it is.
Wedding ring.
I guess it could
like,
be, it's either an arcana or a spellcraft check. Probably an arcana
well,
check.
If you put it
can tell what an effect is for the arcana check.
Well, like, let's say you get a ring of strength, you don't know
do,
what it is, you
I'll
put
do,
it in.
I'll do spellcraft first to see if I know what kind of spell, see
yeah,
how I know it.
That sounds a lot better. Because then I can tell you straight up.
Not tell me.
Spellcraft, that would be a 15.
It is a ring of climbing.
Shit.
You throw it away.
Sounds like I went down that hole.
Sounds like something a rogue would like.
Ring of climbing? Plus 5?
It's a plus 5 to all climbing checks.
Sounds like something a rogue would like.
What's this? I think you can probably get some good climbing going on.
I will take it.
500 gold.
Whoa.
No, you can have it.
Alright, I'm going to put that on now.
Does it fit? I mean, it was on the gnome's finger.
Yeah, it'll adjust. It's
yeah,
like,
magic
item basically, it's
like
this rope. Rings. It's like a rope, a really long rope that will slither back onto like your finger.
So there's a thing, go back to the celestial realm.
Not that slither.
Alright, let's go to the stairs.
Okay, and then he also had a cold iron masterwork dagger. Small.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, you might call it some fey folk.
Fey or some daemons.
So does he have mythical armor?
Fuck some gay folk up.
I have a silver dagger.
Are you sure? I searched again.
What does his robe look like?
They're just basically black and brown.
Nothing
what's
magical.
His,
I'm looking
no.
over everything.
What's
magic.
His face look like?
He has green eyes. And through the blood,
I
you can tell
they
have blonde hair.
I thought they were white.
No, they're white now. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
I do, while my detect magic, so I'll do a whole scan of the whole room, like what's going on.
Okay, I'm going to go up the stairs.
Okay, besides from the fire spell that was used on poor Yank, there's nothing.
Aw, sleepy.
There's no magic left in this room.
How you aren't dating a slut anymore, so you
won't die. We're out.
We're going to the stairs.
They should be crazy.
I think yeah, we go back to the stairs.
Stairs, that's where it's...
Watch the... Just in case the things were reloaded.
I'm taking the dead gnome with me, and then I leave him there.
That's weird. Why are you so creepy?
Because I accidentally picked him up.
Oh, that's all. Yeah, Tyler.
Well, he's the one who did it. I didn't do it.
We want to have a mini party when I get my minis, and you guys can help me move them together.
We have a tea party instead. Oh, a mini party, a tea party.
No, you have to have a mini party. You can have many, many parties.
You can have a mini.
Many
party.
Mini parties? Is that what you said? Or just say many, many parties?
I'm coming over and putting up dolls.
Can we paint them? I'm going to go grab a beer before we venture down
any.
That.
I don't think I have any more.
You want one of mine?
I'll try an Erdinger.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Erdinger. Make sure you tell the
that's pretty cool fight.
Audience what you feel about it.
Yeah,
you
totally.
not for the DM, but for us it was.
Yeah, it was great.
I want to mention to you guys that I'm kind of... I only have one spell left and 3 songs left in me. I'm going to need a rest here.
He says that yawning.
And McGorlach
says, I'm picking up what you're putting down, buddy.
If I yawn, I'll make a really cute noise when I yawn. Like a little kid.
Snorlax can't relate. Can you make like a Pokemon sound that might relate?
Rawr!
Rawr! They make their own sounds. They say their names.
I'll say Jigglypuff.
God, what was this thing? Jigglypuff. That's what it was.
I just remember singing songs when people wouldn't fall asleep or everyone fell asleep and jaw on them.
Yeah, my friend Lenny is the only Jigglypuff player I know in Smash Brothers. And he's horrible.
Erdinger.
Say Heerdinger?
Erdinger.
Heerdinger.
I hope.
Is that my nickname?
Erdinger? Sure.
What
it means?
Like Air Bear.
Air Bear? I'm guessing it's somebody's name.
Before. I'd be down for getting 8 hours of rest.
In this place?
Well,
roll out bedroll.
You guys have bedrolls?
I do.
I think.
What's really stopping us from just laying on the floor and going to sleep?
I do have a bedroll. Look, I have it written down right there. Bedroll.
I have four mugs. Can I just drink until I pass out?
I guess if you wanted, you could just take watch the entire time, which I'm sure would be reliable as you drink. Do you even have kegs?
I think you're I refilled.
No, but didn't you empty them out to put that fire?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I don't
know. What do you guys think would be the best place to kind of hole up? Either be the main room they were just in, because it has a door on. Well,
and it's got fire for warmth.
Well, the door's broken. Never mind.
What about, what are we at now? Stairs.
Yeah, it's the stairs going up. I don't
Could know. We go outside?
I mean, that guy's not going to get out there at this point.
Well, we'd have to, it's not on the map, but you go this way, and then
we could,
this is the bridge place, and you have to jump over that cavern thing again.
Yeah. That's
what
where all
we,
the crates
what
are.
What if we roll one on there?
Well, I can tell you guys as a small hint that you are almost done. There's very little left in you.
Let's go downstairs.
Let's go downstairs.
Does anybody need
healed?
I do. Please.
You want me to heal them since you don't have many spells?
I have one spell and I have one scroll.
What word do you want to be being at?
I'm
going to
do
it.
Your
HP
at?
How many do you need?
Well, I mean, my max is
2,000.
Zero power factor.
Yeah.
I just need 7 to be at.
Is that what you want?
You can have 5.
Okay, that's good enough. You only get 3.
That's plus my paladin level, I thought you said.
That's how many times you can use it, right?
Oh.
It's half your paladin level plus your charisma.
So,
come on, dude,
you
get
3.
Get it together.
Cameron's like a master.
You know you did it wrong.
I read that book once.
Once I go to the bottom of the stairs and I do
a
perception check.
Oh, to the bottom?
No, just to the, no, to the top of the post.
Okay.
Maybe detect traps. Fine. I detect traps around the top.
I enjoy
of the
being
a
douche. Yeah.
You got the
17.
I got a
plus the 2. It's so actually a 19
26.
For checking.
Holy yeah, you guys can hear, at least I'll just, Olmo can hear the sound of running water even louder. And is this right where you're at? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
the hand
of
God came and moved me, so I guess.
Is that?
Yeah, it's both. Yeah.
Well, he also brought a gnome with him, but the gnome's gone. So, alright.
I do this.
Yeah, you hear running water, and you just notice that there's more coral sort of curving down. And these stairs look like they have been carved out a very, very long time ago. But these are actually worked into the rocks in the cave.
Is coral worth
floor.
Any money?
I say everything you just said to everybody.
I don't know, some of my fine use.
All right, I rip a piece out the wall.
Okay.
Don't be so hostile.
I mean, you did add a piece.
Oh, wait, wait,
there's
wait, wait.
No coral here.
Yeah, the cave.
fun.
Yeah, the cave attacks you. Fucking hostile. Roll initiative. Got an 18.
Ha!
Ooh. Cave goes first. It collapses.
David's going to get
that
out of his knees and give him coral.
Yeah, you can also notice the stairs, they continue spiraling.
I love coral
down
music.
Down a little further.
More
A. I'll go down first.
You're going down first?
Sure.
What are you guys doing? Fall behind?
I'm going to do a stealth check.
Stealth check?
Well, I'll do one of those two.
I'll do
David
one, just, I'll do one just for kicks.
I
stealth check. 9. That's
better than David. Better than Oilers.
17.
17? You going stealthy? Or
yeah.
Did you roll 1?
I did roll. I don't want to say it because that'll hurt Tyler's feelings.
Damn.
I got 27.
Oh my god.
Alright.
This bonus is
the rogue's like, where's the halfling?
As a halfling, I get an inherent plus 4 bonus to stealth.
It's true, that but you can take a hit.
Everything else.
Alright, remember you can take a hit.
Yeah, but it's always 27.
He had to fight a little spider, and it was kind of scary for him.
I get 4 for racial, I got 1 rank in, it's a class skill, so I get 3, and I got 2 stealth.
Yeah, that could have been bad. The spider could have been bad for you, because he had the same poison that your snake does.
Well, your charisma's probably pretty high, isn't it?
Constitution.
Oh,
my
Constitution. Sorry.
My Constitution, yeah, it's pretty good.
Constitution's better than... it's probably average for half. They're a hardy folk.
Yeah, for half is pretty good.
They're a hardy folk.
My strength is the low for even a half. I totally want to play a retarded barbarian once. I like a really low intelligence or wisdom.
I do too. Like, that's what I want that priest to be like. I just think that would be hilarious. Or cleric. It would just be so funny.
I remember this one dragon I might have told you guys this story before. But this one dragon magazine had rules for when the DM wouldn't let you re-roll like a 3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the barbarian they had kept bugging the wizard whenever he would prepare spells. So he'd be like in there in seclusion memorizing stuff, and he'd always bust in like, "Hey, Wiz, what you doing?"
So he'd have to start over.
Yeah, and then he'd go, "I used all your poo-poo paper earlier."
Really crappy spiral stairs.
I think I really like playing Rangers. I think I'm just going to... I don't know, this guy's fun, too.
You never played all the other classes.
I
really want to play the new classes, actually. I've played all of them. Well, I want to play a monk, too.
Which ones? Oh, like the...
The newer stuff they add.
The
like
base.
The,
like, all like the base classes.
Yeah, like
yeah, there's some weird ones in there.
Or the Inquisition.
The Inquisitor looks awesome. All right.
Let's just turn that shit on vibrate.
The BDSM.
No, he's in my pocket.
I want to play a gnome next time, just so I can keep bringing that guy.
Get your hand off my leg. All
right.
Who do you think you are?
So you guys are going downstairs. What was the order again?
I'll go first, and then
I'll follow.
Thank you.
I don't remember who's it.
I will not go last.
I'm black.
Completely hidden.
I'll go whenever I want because no one probably sees where I am.
Like always.
Put on.
Where the fuck does Omo always go? He always pops up, shoots some shit, makes a wise ass comment, and disappears again.
Is that water?
Yes, this is water right here. You guys, as you get it, it's a pretty small chamber here.
So I have a magic card.
Perception.
Huh?
Correct word there.
All right. You see water.
Hey guys, I'm going first one.
But you don't smell any more bodies.
Hey, are you getting the Stwick? Stwix?
Stwix?
Are you getting the Strix mini?
No, they voted and Strix are the most unpopular race and nobody
else. Seriously?
No.
I was going to say.
I'm going to do a perception with looking.
With David's help, with a 4.
They do have a flying monkey.
Specifically trap finding.
I don't know. I didn't see anything this time either.
You accidentally make
a
trap.
Wall could cave in right here. Got the ceiling here. That's cracked. Oh, yeah. There's water. That's rising. We're going to drown.
I'll venture. I'll be a little adventurous.
I'll adventure.
I'm flying the whole time.
All right. How can you fly down steps? Show me. Do it now.
So we've had some pretty piss poor perception rolls. So
sure did. I didn't get very good one either.
I guess I try again.
Snorlax?
Yes. What are we doing?
Roll perception.
You should just have that. I roll. There are those
19.
Rolls.
Boom.
Oh my god.
He's all like, right. Oh, guys, fucking traps all over here.
Go back to sleep.
Snorlax notices, miraculously. It just snaps too, sees that, points at it, and goes back to sleep. He notices a strange... It looked at first to the rest of you guys... to just another piece of the cavern floor. And he notices that it actually has, like, some old carvings on it. And it's got, like, sort of a face. And at the mouth of this face, it's a male's face, there's lines that go all the way around to the back of it, where, like, his right here at the edges of his mouth. And it looks like it could be open.
Is there any kind of, like, caption below it that says, why so serious, or anything like that, since it has those lines?
No, because it goes all the way to the back.
Get it like Batman!
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Like what?
Like who?
Yeah. Batman.
Batman!
Different
movie!
Okay.
You should have...
Can you draw it? I'm confused by what it looks like.
Sure. Go.
He draws, like, a stick figure with a line across the mouth. Yeah, that's what it is.
Where's the face?
He's drawing it right now. The eyes and the eyebrows.
Oh.
Does it look like the face from Castlevania Lord of Shadows?
He's not smiling, but that's going to make him look at you. So basically these lines on his mouth go like all the way around his head. Maybe a little scar from some combat.
I want to do knowledge and nobility on it.
And
religion.
All the checks I want.
You just want to do all the checks you have?
Yep.
Alright. Go ahead and give me a roll for all the checks you have.
That's an 8. Oh boy. For religion, it's a 23. For nobility, it's a 19.
Alright, well, you have to be separate. But for the, all of that, which one do you want that to be?
Which one's better? Religion.
Okay. This does not appear to be any
nobility.
Sort of religious.
I said nobility. I get them confused.
Yep. Nobility wise, it doesn't seem to be a thing.
Alright.
Look at that face.
Nobility.
Is that what you want me to draw?
Draw that now.
I want to.
Alright, let's put a little tear.
I will do a knowledge local check since this cave has been here forever in 2 days. A 6.
Here it is. Yeah, 23. Okay, this, you've seen this face before.
This looks like David.
It's blurry, your memory, but it appears to be one of the pirate kings of the Shackles, which were, through the centuries, have been a collective of pirates who have used this cave, as you know, for a hideout.
To everybody, as you say.
Yeah, as a hideout and just a base of operations, as they would fiend on him.
He doesn't have 6 fingers, does he? The pirate king.
Well, it's just his face.
Well, that's nobility. He's a king.
But it's not an actual noble king. Like, there's not a lineage going on.
He looks sad.
He's like, he's a king in my book.
It says king. Yeah. I know all about the kings. Is Burger King?
Yep.
Dairy Queen.
Jack Castle?
Jack in the box.
Anyway, yeah, that's what it appears.
Mayor McDonald?
The face appears to be.
Mayor.
It looks like it's opening.
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like there's just lines, like creases.
Jester Windy?
Across his mouth.
What are we doing? We're just digging up.
Focused on that.
Prince Windy?
The fucking 26.
It looks like you could open it. It looks like you could just
Princess
kind of put your hand and just sort of push it up as if it were a chest.
Prince Taco Bell.
Guys.
Do Cardi's.
Guys, you can open it.
I'm
going to detect traps on it. Or trap.
Try fine. Are you guys going to move towards it?
Oh, that's a 20.
Oh.
So you guys are doing all this from the stairs?
I am.
No, I'm over there.
I've seen everything.
You have to use your imagination. It's a 26. 24.
So I'm supposed to imagine that you rolled a 24? Is that what you're saying?
No, I rolled a 24.
Okay. He does not appear to be.
Okay. I'll open it. Want me to open it? Or
I'll
you got
it after he prays.
Okay.
I don't want to lose my fingers.
That is right.
Yeah.
I don't.
You missed the part there.
Yes.
All right. As you push,
I'll do it a couple more times.
As you push open the face,
I'll open it like
you kind of hear like a creaking sound. It hadn't been opened in an incredibly long time. It's actually made of stone. Someone carved this out of stone. And inside is a collection of coins that. go ahead and give me.
Oh,
you guys can, go ahead and give me all of me. Give me a knowledge. Local. And you guys can follow up with whatever check you want. But everyone, give me a, if you have it. Give me a knowledge.
I got a 20, not natural.
Okay.
You have a knowledge local?
You have no idea where you're going.
You have no knowledge.
No knowledge.
You're like, where are we even at?
I'll do a knowledge nobility.
Knowledge nobility.
Stones can't be king. No, sir.
I'm the king of coins.
Wait, I know about this king.
This is the king of penny banks.
Yes, maybe.
I think you do. You have a lot of.
He's got plus one. Yeah, rogues do.
11.
Okay. These coins appear extremely old, and they do not look like they are any. They're not local currency at all. You've actually never seen this sort of currency before. They have this sort of glow about them. They're not shiny necessarily, but it seems like light perhaps reflects more off of these coins than usual. And there's maybe roughly 8 or 9 of them.
Maybe we don't need them. Can I detect magic?
Yep.
On all the coins?
There's no magic on these coins. They appear just to be coins, just coins you've never seen before.
What's on them?
There's just a bunch of slashes. Let me show that real quick. Basically.
Since I just watched Goonies.
On one side. Found me out. No, I'm just kidding. On one side, there's just these slashes through here.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, there is what looks like. It's a sword, but it's not a sword you're not really familiar with. It could be possibly a falchion, a scimitar.
Like kobold type?
and the numbers. 3,002 are minted.
Alright. I don't think we need these guys.
I do a perception check. I got a 22. I'm looking to see if there's any kind of pressure plate or something around them. So if I would take them, they wouldn't spring something or the mouth might clomp
down. Yeah,
you
gotta take them and put like a sack or something on it.
No, from what you can tell, these seem to just be coins sitting at the bottom of this.
Well, guys, should I take them?
Yeah.
That's good, Larry. Did.
Did you write those down?
Go ahead and write those down.
10 odd coins.
Give me a slide of hand check.
No, I thought he said there was 3 or 4.
Stealing from the face.
I said 8 or 9. How many coins were there?
There's 9. I'll do 9.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I want to...
I said 8.
I got a 21 for slide of hand.
You look around and you're like, guys, look over there. And all of a sudden the coins are gone.
Oh boy, don't know who could have taken
it. And they're in Cam, or not Cam, they're in Cirrus's.
And then Olmo found one behind Snorlax's ear. Whoa! What?
Alright, I want to.
He just does that laugh.
I want to fly out over the water and like look down both ways and see if I can see.
Yeah, you attack my Kraken.
Cthulhu, he was in there.
What do you want? I made you pie.
Cthulhu. So you're just kind of like. Flying. You're
just
not flying up the tunnel, you're just sort of flying out above the water.
Yeah, I'm just kind of going down here, looking both ways, kind of seeing.
Okay, oh, well, yeah, I need to check. You see over here, there's the water just sort of drops off into like a black hole, like the water. That's a waterfall, but it just goes down. There's no light. Nothing just drops off, it seems like. And you don't actually hear it hitting anything. Up here.
I don't want to fly that over and look down.
Up here, that's a great idea.
You can just drop.
Yeah, just quit flying.
Just free fall.
And then over here, up on this way, with the water, the direction the water's going that way, if I didn't make the obvious enough. The, you almost what appears to be. Actually, give me a perception check while you're flying.
I rolled 19 on the ground when I dropped my die.
Cool.
18.
You can sort of make out up the things along with the coral in your strict dark vision. You can see what looks like possibly the remnants of the bridge that was cut earlier.
Oh, okay. I want to fly up to where we were at the beginning.
And leave.
Hey, guys. I'll meet you outside.
I got a fire to put out.
Yeah. And then I want to fly out and start putting out the fire.
All right. So, yeah, I guess we'll do that then. You guys can, as you're making your way out, Oyla is putting out the fire that he finds so offensive. And,
That's fine. Right.
That's fine. That's fine.
Is that it?
Yeah, as far as you guys know.
What? When we try downstream?
Oh, you want to go down the hole?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just asking, is there anything else we want to do before we leave the cave?
We went into all the rooms. I mean, you guys can. I'm outside putting out this fire.
What's down the hole?
I did not really... you couldn't even hear where it was hitting, so my 60-foot vision, I don't think was going to tell me much.
It was pitch. I mean, did you fly over it?
No.
Do you want to come back down and fly over it?
No. I was thinking about flying down.
Would you like to send him a signal saying, hey, we want you to come back down and look into this hole?
I just feel like that. This was kind of...
Would you like me to?
I'm kind of interested. I mean, I can give you a stone light on it. You can.
Well, I don't need it. I don't need that.
Oh, okay.
So you can drop you? What if it's further than 60 feet?
I can lower myself.
Well, the water, you can't hear the water hitting anything.
Yeah, so it's going to be very far.
It's deeper. 60
feet. It's gotta be more than that.
If it even ends.
Yeah, that's why you drop the light down to see where it stops.
But if it's. But even if the rock goes all the way down, I'm not gonna be able to see where it stops because it's gonna be so far down that you can't even hear anything. Okay, I'll do that.
I mean, it's a free action. I mean, I cast that spell like it's.
No, that's fine. I'll do it. I just know nothing's gonna happen.
So you're just gonna fly over?
And then drop a. Glowing light. Something cool happens. I'm sorry. If it lands down, just really get it falls down.
Sorry, give me 2 seconds. Uh-oh. Here. I just want to make sure.
There's a. You find an arch deep.
And then he says, what the? What other characters you want to play?
The god of all evil dragons appears. End the counter. Sorry.
That!
Yeah. Now that I knew about it, dice say the cells. You know, the dice say what they say.
I didn't get hit at all.
You did what?
I didn't get hit.
Okay,
I got hit on.
You got hit on? While we were going?
If you're gonna hover, you'll have to give me a fly check. But for the most part, if you want, you can just sort of, I'll let you just kind of drop it. But you're not gonna be able to watch it completely unless you want to give me a fly check.
Do the fly check.
Okay, is this your fly check?
Yep. That is a 14.
That's 1 point off. You needed a 15.
I'm killing all David's characters.
I told you this is completely useless.
You don't know that until you look.
All right.
If you start free falling, you have no chance to start flying again. It's not like it closes in.
Yeah. Well, you are definitely falling.
Start saving yourself. Go.
Hold on. I won't count any time against you. Let me find out what it is to turn back up and fly again.
David's like, I hate you guys.
Well, we can't see where it falls. I mean, you probably have.
Because there's no use. Like, what am I going to do? Even if I see something at the bottom, are you guys going to jump on my back? I'm going to fly you down there so we
no.
can.
Okay,
yes.
Give me another fly check.
Grab a raft. And...
Okay.
It's a 12.
One more.
It's a 12.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you're plummeting.
Kaden K! I fucking hate you guys!
Can I just, like, put my wings out to make me go slower? Like, just...
No, that's what those checks were. It was basically a realign yourself.
Yeah. I guess I don't understand why he has to make a fly check.
Because he was hovering.
Okay.
Because hovering is it's like a skill. Oh, not a skill, but like it's a maneuver, essentially.
Okay.
So if he lands in the water, does mean he's going to die?
It does if it's like 200 feet.
It's probably more 200 feet if you can't hear it.
Okay, then I'm really going to die.
Well, I mean, pick enough speed to where you just...
You should be able to do a save every 10 feet.
Oh, I mean, it's not according to this, but just for, I don't know, the fact that you were like asked to come back to do this... give me another fly check. I mean, it's I know where it goes. Okay, that's enough to write yourself up. I know where it goes, and you do not want to go down there.
Do I see anything?
It is black.
I fly.
You can
fuck
see
out of there.
Yeah, the water. You can feel the water, sort of the drop, sort of glistening and hitting you, and that is it. Like it is cold and black.
I fly up.
Okay,
best as I can.
I was about ready to have, like, a bat appear and give him a +3 flying bonus. So I don't want to...
And when I fly up...
It would be awesome, but I don't want
to
do that.
When I fly out, I don't say anything to them. I just fly out of the cave, and I just fly back to the town.
It is so fucking cold down there. Okay, but yeah, you didn't eat the rock. You could tell just from oil of falling that goes down pretty far.
Wow, just what I said. Good thing I almost died to figure that out.
Well, now we know.
I fly back to Sierra Mist, and I don't say anything to them. And I find Starn.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We make our way back.
No, I make my way. I'm ahead
of you. I'm
pretty
sure we can do that, too.
You can't fly as fast as I can.
All right, well, that's actually a pretty good selling point. So, yeah, you get. We'll do ahead and do loot and XP. You guys get back to town.
I got there first.
Okay, you got there first.
And I talk to Starn, and I say, I want all the stuff. Yes, and I leave.
And then you would no longer be a paladin.
I didn't do anything illegal.
He was almost no longer a paladin.
You stole from your other party members.
I looked the stuff I didn't want.
Sleep at the...
What happened to David?
What happened to Snorlax? He fell asleep and fell in the hole. He rolled over. Such a toss and a tumble.
I wonder what that flash.
I know, that was what, if I wasn't good, I wanted to just grab you and hold you over it and just be like, here, why don't you find out what's at the bottom and then just drop you.
I'll just use a hero point.
To what?
Yeah, I guess you could have done that too.
If you use a hero point, a change of fate would automatically save you, so it doesn't matter.
Like a bat.
I'm saving that for like a good deal.
Giving that extra. God, you failed your first roll by more than 5. It's considered like you're plummeting.
Hmm.
So that's why I was saying that, because like you don't get to try again. Like you're like too disoriented as you're falling to realign yourself.
What is down there?
Okie dokie. So
Eric's out to kill all my characters. No, that's fine.
Dustin gets one save for one.
Everybody gets one.
Well, Cameron still gets one because I kind of screwed up before.
Oh, I really feel like you guys could have made it out there.
At least one of you guys would have got to the end to die to know.
What the?
I went back down.
Y'all was like, fuck this, I'm fucking
yeah,
back
do
now.
It.
So what does Starn has to say before Cameron really does fall to the rear?
Alright, Starn is, he's asking, what did you guys find? Did you guys feel like you found the root of the problem?
No.
Did you guys find out where the that half-orc went?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's Crispy Critter.
You killed him?
No.
No.
Some gnome named Cinder Burn. Block.
Cinder
Burn.
No,
Cinderburn.
And he's not dead. We did kill him.
He's dead.
I asked him several questions after I missed.
I show him the masks. Sis.
Okay. He takes one from you, and he sort of...
How much over?
Observes it. He's like, I haven't seen these since I've been in Absalom. This is not good. And he's sort of looking them over. And he's like, was there an altar or anything like that?
Yeah, we burned it.
Oh, he came back. Hey. I was in the hole.
These guys try to kill me for nothing. Well, actually, I guess it's kind of my fault because I can't fly too good. I shouldn't have had so many.
Can't read too good.
It's my fault. I trusted him.
Yeah.
So what's this abberdab or whatever you
call it? What?
What's
this abberdab?
He goes, oh, an abberdabber? Whoa. Never had one of those before.
You just said that. You
we're just a small town, folk.
Absalom.
Absalom.
Absalom? Absalom is the capital of Absalom. And it's where the god and...
Absalom?
Yeah, what the fuck is his name? Can't remember the god's name died. And it caused the whole thing on the ship.
Norderber?
It's like
I don't
know. Aridin. That's what it is.
Aridin.
That was the capital.
Absalom is Pathfinder America.
Basically. Well, Andoran's kind of is. But Absalom is like New York. Yeah.
Also America.
Let's go there.
Okay.
It's sober 1,000 miles away.
I fly there.
Right? You gotta take some breaks. Get a little rest in there.
I'm good.
That's what we can do for the week when you're gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, he looks at the mask, and he looks at you guys, and he's like,
I'm gonna ask you to look into every hole we find. You drop this in there.
He's like, did you guys find anything else?
We found some coins that have minted 3,002.
Only show him one. Thank you.
Okay, he looks at it, and he sort of like,
look, don't touch.
And he's like, sorry.
I'm kidding,
anyway.
You can look at it.
Okay, thanks. He looks at it, and he's like, I have a friend in...
Oh.
Good for you, Star.
In Almas that could probably tell you what this is, but I honestly have no... I've never seen money like this before.
Never seen money? Well, here you go. We got 3,000.
You ever seen any money?
Yeah, I actually have some to give you guys. No,
you've
so
seen Eddie money?
Eddie money?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I thought you said any money.
No.
He's part of my bar, Drew. He'll be pretty good.
Sometimes. I'll come see you guys sometime.
That's all right. We want you there.
But, he shows you what he has.
Well, that's rude.
And, he has, for you guys, 3 sets of studded masterwork leather armor. Eric, any of these can be small.
No.
I'm not going to...
Masterwork, that's just a plus one, right?
Well, it's a minus. It's a. It's taken
cool.
One off of your armor check penalty.
Oh, shit, son. I'm definitely putting that on.
What's that mean?
Basically, like.
All those saves you've been making and not putting in, you can subtract one to it.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't. I don't think anybody really uses them.
Oh.
Because
well,
armor.
It also
tech,
it
oh,
sells
right.
More. It's like an extra 300 gold.
So they're just. I just don't have a negative one to it?
It's 150.
Really?
Magic weapons are 300.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'll take that.
And yeah, he has a masterwork longbow, which the masterwork weapons are plus one to hit.
Mm-hmm.
A masterwork longbow with 40 arrows.
Why would...
I can't use that.
Aren't, I just don't
or,
know why
no,
anybody would use crossbows. It's super annoying. It takes a whole turn just to load.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you just use a bow?
Well, the light crossbow you can fire with one hand. And that's part of it.
So what, you can, like, drink something?
Well, you can have another hand weapon out.
I have a shield in my
other
hand.
Yeah,
okay.
The heavy crossbow requires 2 hands.
Why would you want a heavy crossbow over or something?
Because they hit a lot harder.
Yeah. I saw it.
Because they technically, if I remember, I mean, if you go by like history and stuff, the crossbows technically hit harder. They hit a lot harder than longbows or something.
They just take longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're old-timey guns.
A Masterwork Warhammer.
Mmm! Mm.
I already have a Masterwork Warhammer.
Yeah, well, it's worth 312 gold pieces. If you'd like to keep it and sell it.
I'll donate it to charity.
Charity?
He smashed it.
Already mastered it. And a Masterwork Longsword.
I don't want any of that. Do you have a Masterwork Great Axe? Are you sure? Check
in the back. I thought you guys just gave you one. Or was that there?
We had a Masterwork Mace, Masterwork Great Sword, and a Masterwork Steel Dagger.
Cameron, please don't. I have a question. Since we found out that Clive the Dickless...
You're up to 3,100.
Klaus?
What did we
since
get
we found
him?
Out that
Clive.
he was a part of this and evil, and we found his body burning there, can we get what's in their shop?
Klaus was at the caverns?
Yeah, they burned all their members alive. Well, most of them, except for the ones that we found inside. Klaus was, he had the tattoo that they all had.
Okay.
And spoiler,
he's sort of like...
He had a dick.
Yeah, and he had a dick.
Oh, you checked?
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
You don't check everybody that's dead if they have a dick or not?
Okay, just ask backwards. Family did
like,
you
know how...
He's like, no.
Oh, well,
is that
okay.
Common among the Strix?
Did you say hung among the Strix?
Is that common among
the following
Strix?
You everywhere.
Awesome. Yeah, it's like hovering above your head right now.
He said hung among and disappeared.
No,
that'd
be funny
head.
If while I'm falling to my death, a hung among shows up and saves me.
That would be funny. Not here.
Do you mind if we get some stuff from their shop since he was pretty much responsible for all of this? He was part of the plan.
He's like, well, I'll tell you what. If he has a Masterwork Great Axe, I will allow you to take that.
Can we take other stuff?
We're doing
just the Masterwork Great Axe.
Hamlet and the new.
I thought you were a Thor.
The new
Hamlet or Thor.
Hamlet's bigger than Thor. The new. The new security chief. I'm stepping down.
Wow.
We'll need everything he can get.
Where are you going?
I am resigning. I have. Been far too stubborn, and...
You're a dwarf!
I have failed this town. I mean, I've completely...
Well, that's true.
I've completely failed my post here. I was stubborn and didn't want to help. I didn't want help. I didn't want to hire anyone to help.
You hired us?
Patrol. He's like, yeah, I've given in.
What about... hey, I got a question.
Do you have a fiddle? Because I need to play right now.
What about the... what about that oncoming war? Did you ever do anything about that?
That's actually what I was going to request for you guys last. But first, Bianzo sent this over. We have a... He sent... Well, he was quite taken with you guys, except your sleepy friend. And,
did you write down where we were supposed to go to get that money checked out?
He sent his friend in Epsilon.
No.
Almas. A-L-M-A-S. It's the capital of Andoran.
Okay, anyway, keep going.
Bianzo gave Andoran, the country here.
A-L-M-A-S.
Bianzo came by with a gift box to give to you guys.
Ooh.
Is it Jewels?
Jewels!
Maybe.
I hope when we open it up.
He opens it up to you guys. He says the box is worth quite a bit as well. As a dwarf, I could say roughly maybe 600, 700 gold pieces. He opens the box up, and inside is a gold flute.
Ooh, shit. I guess you'll take the flute, and I'll leave
No, I want it. I've always wanted to learn.
You take it. Mine.
Box.
This will help me look down dark holes.
And he has...
I break it.
Can you, like, look at him?
And he said that there's a ring. And there's a ring, and he said that this was a ring of sustenance.
Yeah, I guess we all kind of need it. I'm taking it because I almost died.
Both?
All right.
No, I'm taking the ring. You can have
the gold flute is worth 1,000 gold pieces. The box itself is worth 600.
I'll cast Detect Magic on the gold flute, see if anything special about it.
Okay. It's just gold.
Just gold?
Gold.
Just gold?
Gold.
Well.
Like Masterwork flute or anything?
Yeah, it's a very exquise flute.
I will not write it down.
Is there a Masterwork? Okay, then I go to Klaus's. Is there a Masterwork Great Axe?
Sure.
Yay!
You know what? If there's anything else, I mean, you're there by yourself.
I'm a paladin. I don't steal.
Oh, you don't?
Look for a magical dagger.
That just gives me a plus
a
one, right?
Dagger. Just take a quick look-see.
What's a plus one, right?
Wait. What?
Master grade? I just had a regular grade axe, so what's the difference between a
grade? Masterwork is just a plus one to hit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then there's
okay.
300 gold added to the purse.
And I'll leave my regular grade axe.
Well, that's nice of you. It's called littering.
Can we get appraisals on that lapis lazuli we have?
I'm not going... Oh, yeah, let's go visit Bianzo and sell that lapis lazuli.
Okay, sure. After I remember the
place.
Just
think Jewish.
Oh, yeah?
No, not vampire.
It was almost like Terrence and Philip from South Park. It was like almost
all right. So you guys, we'll just have you guys all go inside the shop. Little bell rings. He's like,
ring, ring.
Oh, you guys, what can I do for you?
Perfect.
I can't even do it.
Have you come back for more jewels?
did you like my gifts? I gave you a box.
We got this lapis lazuli.
What the hell's wrong with this voice?
You could. Tell us how much it's worth and if you'd buy it for us.
Ah, give me that! He sort of yanks it out of your hand, looks it over. He's like, ah!
No, you're.
I'm in the corner.
Need to be more Jewish.
I'm in the corner with my arms folded, just glaring at him.
What's wrong, Stray? At least you're over there. I don't have to watch you stealing anything.
I do an angry flip. 20.
He's like, oh man, that's angry. give me roughly.
Is this guy still Jewish?
Yeah.
No, he converted while we were in the cave.
Jewish? What does that mean?
Jewish?
He's Abadarin.
He's like, I'll give you 50
gold
for the left
of
the lead.
50
gold?
Sell
it.
50 gold.
We'll sell it.
He's lost all our Israel listeners.
Because if they are, they'd be really good at counting money.
I ask him how much money it would cost to buy a shop.
30,000.
Sold.
I'll sell it and I'll get the hell out of here.
Howdy.
Idiot. That's gonna be in the next.
Wait,
town.
Wait. Do you buy? Would you like to buy some coral? And then show him the coral I have.
No, that's it. Crap, that was all over the floor the last time you guys was in here. I don't want that. All
right, I'm gonna give it to you as
how
a gift for your beautiful gift, just an appreciation.
Well,
some
thank
coral.
You. I appreciate you guys rooting down the evil. It'll be sad to see Ston go, but. You know, he wasn't doing a very good job. What else are you going to say?
Who'd they hire?
The town council meets later tonight. They haven't chosen anyone. I'm on there.
I
want
to run
truly.
For it. I would like to be the town leader.
Actually, he might do that.
Yeah, I mean, sure, why not? Give it a shot.
Okay.
You ain't getting picked, though. We got a lot of racists in town.
That's true.
I think I should at least be able to say my piece of why I deserve the job.
If you want to hang around, it's in another 5 hours, so that's fine.
Okay, I do.
So, did he give us a price on the lapis lazuli?
50 gold.
Can I do a diplomacy check to try to get a little more from him?
Yeah.
We saved your town!
This new flute is going to be the end of him. 24.
Like,
actually 26, I'm sorry.
If you want more gold...
I'm really persuaded for
that. What kind of flute is that? Is that a skin flute?
Did you like the flute?
Yes,
nice
I
flute?
Did.
Alright, good.
Ask him if he wants to buy his box back.
No, that's a gift.
Yeah, but...
that's why you ain't getting elected tonight.
No. I asked my friend, ask you.
You're like,
anyway,
hey, ask you buy a box back.
You know what? You guys did a great service for us, and the stuff I gave you is sort of just lying around the shop, knocked on the floor, especially again, Rob. But, I'll add a 30 more gold to that. It's a pretty fine piece.
All right. Can we go ahead and sell it to him? Is that what we did already?
Yeah.
Yes, you got that.
All right, so I think that's a good place to stop. When we come back, we'll actually be gone for a little bit because Dustin's going to be out of town in a couple weeks.
A week. Or a weekend.
Well, but it's in a couple weeks from when we're taping it.
Is that...
show's over. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.